The dean of Vanderbilt School of Engineering warns that American students are losing interest in science, engineering, and information technology. That could have severe economic consequences for future generations.
Certainly much of the economic growth that we have enjoyed in this country has been as a result of science and technology and engineering. And other countries are starting to outstrip us in those areas. And I believe it is not going to be good for the long-term future of our country.
Ken Galloway says it may take another Sputnik to wake us up to the fact that nations such as China and India are catching up quickly in engineering and science.
I think in 1957, when Sputnik went up, the Congress and the American people became very concerned that they were falling behind. And there was considerable investment and considerable opportunities for students. Over the years, that has gone away. In fact, in one of the national reports that has just been published, the title is Waiting for Sputnik.
Galloway supports Senator Lamar Alexander's proposed legislation to address these problems through tax incentives for research and development and putting more emphasis on math and science education. Just attracting more students into science and engineering classes is important, he says.
If you look at engineering, we graduate around 70,000 engineers a year in the United States. China may graduate in excess of 300,000. If you look at the major research laboratories being built in India and China by U.S.-based companies, it's also frightening. This is where the new products are designed. This is where the new ideas come from.
I'm Marie Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.